This could be a hit. You ready? Can you handle it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm making sweet love to my hot woman. I'm poking and sweating, and she's just squirming. Dropping my sponge right in her face. Squirting that hot suds all over the place. I say, ooh. I say, ooh. I say, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh.
No,
that's
no.
Classic.
You still have that.
All right, King.
That's my ringtone.
Yes. Wow, look at you, man.
Jeez, embarrassing.
You're playing the instruments there, too, huh?
Yeah, that was a live, spontaneous thing. I'll have you know, if I ever finish my CD, that's actually been worked into an actual song.
Are you kidding me?
It's actually pretty good. Oh, so, good. Yeah, what you heard there is the bones of a hit.
All right, Frosty and Frank are with us from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. show. And it's the last hour here before I take off for a couple weeks, so we might as well do open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about? We usually do this at Friday night at 10 o'clock anyway. So if you'd like to talk with Frosty or Frank or myself, or Gina Grant is with us as well, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Brian and Glendora. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, dude.
You guys are the biggest studs I know.
Look at you, man.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, all I know is I was just driving home from work right now. I was like, you know what? Sure, I missed the first 2 hours of Frank being stoned, but I'm going to go get stoned here about a half hour. Hopefully, if you had good enough weed, you're still a little, you know, feeling a little bit of a head change.
I'm with you, brother.
Hey, but you know what? Here I am driving home, and I see Frosty's here, too, and it's like 12 o'clock, you know, in the afternoon again.
Good for you. Excellent. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, dude.
Hey, man.
People love you, Frosty.
There you go.
I had to miss Larry
Look
King.
You,
I hope this
man.
Is worth it.
Yes.
And I think Tim Stone, too, because he's over there eating Fritos like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm eating Fritos because I didn't have anything to eat all day, and that's my
that's
meal, Fritos and Coke.
I've never seen this before in my life, because when people buy the single-serving Fritos out of a machine or wherever you get the single-serving Fritos. They usually open the top. It's like a normal big bag, the family bag of Fritos, and you reach in and you grab some and you eat.
Right.
Tim breaks open the entire bag and lays it out flat with every Frito in a pile.
They're all
like,
there.
What in the hell?
Oh, and they smell so good.
I don't know why. I started doing that as a kid.
How can you take your time on a bag of chips?
I started doing that as a kid because I found a moth in a bag of chips when I was a kid.
Oh.
And I'm like, I got to now look at every one of these suckers before I eat them. And you know what I hate about this vending machine? And it's the same with every vending machine on the planet. That the potato chips, you know, the Lay's potato chips, the most sensitive little potatoes on the planet,
mm-hmm.
where if you can crack them with your eyes.
They're very thin, very thin.
They come from the top shelf in the vending machine.
they fall all the way down.
They fall eight stories of snacks before they hit ground zero.
Yet the Fritos in the bottom,
and
the ones that can take it.
No. The gum is at the bottom.
Oh.
The gum.
You can drop gum from Mars and nothing's going to happen to it. But you can just see these little poor beauties.
That's a stoner thought, too. But
it's a stoner thought.
That's a stoner thought, but
Here's another stoner's thought. When you're at a vending machine, and this happens here all the time. Guy puts a dollar in, and he hasn't made his decision before he's put the money in, right? So he's looking.
He's just committed to hunger right
now.
Yeah,
right. Right. And he's looking, and he's looking. And he's staring, and he doesn't know what he wants. He looks again, and he looks down, and looks. And Steckel used to say to him, it's not a life-altering decision, gang. It is, if you don't like what you got, you put another 80 cents in and get something else. It's not life-changing.
Get your fucking act together here!
Let's go. There should be a three-second, like in the key in basketball, a three-second zone there.
It's like getting behind someone in the drive-thru at McDonald's, and they sit there, and you hear the order, please. And they sit there, and they like, they've never been to McDonald's. They have no idea. Let me think.
What's on a quarter pounder?
It's McDonald's. You've been here before. Order
the Big
and
Mac
move.
Has what? Two patties?
Yeah.
Special sauce?
38 billion have been served. Where you been?
Yeah, and they have the pre-menu. You see, before you go up to the one with the speaker, you get to look at it. You know what's there.
Can I get it without sesame seeds?
All right, folks. A Laker update. The Los Angeles Lakers are up by 11 with about 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
If they win this, they go on to the Western Finals.
Wow, they might win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. How many Lakers can you name, you think?
Frosty, go ahead.
Ready?
Frosty.
Erie, Ontario, Great Lakes, Huron, and that strange squiggly one looks like a tornado.
Superior? All right.
That one.
Yeah, but you know Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
And you know Odom.
Who?
I'm the same way. I used to be able to name them all. I can name one now. Kobe Bryant.
I don't know.
All right, let's take some phone
calls
here.
I'm the same
here.
Way, though. I'm like,
I really don't know. I don't know other than Kobe Bryant.
Kobe
I don't
Bryant
know.
And Odom. Only two I know.
Yeah, and I remember Odom because I just saw him on TV.
And then that one guy's son.
Rambis, or not Rambis. No,
Rambis.
Walton's son.
Walton.
Yeah,
Walton's
him. Yeah, I was going to say that. Luke Walton, of course. Luke Walton.
Yeah, look at that.
He's got the dead tattoo on his shoulder.
Yeah, right? that's
why I remember him.
Right.
All right, let's talk to Nikki in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Frank and Frosty with us from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
Hi, Tim, Heidi.
Hey,
Heidi's not there. Hi,
that's all right.
How are you? Sorry.
What's up, Nikki?
Hey. I was just wondering, by the way, it's good to see you guys online here, but I was wondering if a friend of mine and I are kind of obsessed with coming down and watching the show in person. Is that possible, ever, if we're real quiet?
Like right now?
No, I can't make it down there by tonight, but maybe another Friday night.
It's up to you, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. Wait, you want to mean during the daytime when these guys are on or at night?
Well, either way. I mean, we'd come to both or all or whatever we could get.
Hold on one sec. Frosty, I'll get to it. He just passed me a note here. Hold on one sec.
Yeah, what's this note?
Right, what does she look like? I was going to get to that.
Yeah, well, you know.
Frosty, Jesus Christ, man. I just started this?
That's not.
All right, what do you look like, Nikki?
I have long red hair.
Boo.
Thanks for calling.
Forget it. Bye.
Yeah,
forget.
Am I done?
The rest of it's got to suck.
It's over, huh?
Can you change that before you come in?
Yeah, I could definitely work on that.
All right. What else you got?
Who doesn't like the red hair?
Me.
Frosty.
It's red and it's long.
My mom had red hair.
My mom has red hair, too. I can't bang it to your
hair. All right, Auburn.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Donna.
No, not you, baby.
My mom's name is Sandy.
Sandy. Could you ever date a chick named Sandy?
Hell no.
No.
What's funny is Frank's mom's hair was brown till when she was done with her, it was red.
Hey-o.
What? What'd you say? No, I couldn't understand a word of that.
Oh, you heard it.
No, I didn't.
Study the
French. Wait a minute. Now we have the ability to play it back.
That's what, yes.
Let's go to the replay. Frosty says.
You know exactly what I was saying.
Instant replay. Here we go. All right.
Yeah, what's this note?
All right, what does she look like? I was going to get to that.
Well, you know.
Frosty, Jesus Christ, man. You think I just started this?
That's not.
All right, what do you look like, Nikki?
I have long red hair.
Boo.
Thanks for calling.
Forget it. Bye.
Yeah, am I done?
The rest of it's got to suck.
It's over, huh?
Can you change that before you come in?
Yeah, I could definitely work on that.
All right. What else you got?
Who doesn't like the red hair?
Me.
Frosty.
Me.
It's red and it's long.
My mom had red hair.
My mom has red hair, too. I can't bang it to your
red
hair.
All right, Auburn.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is
Sandy.
Donna.
No, not you, baby.
My mom's name is Sandy.
Sandy. Could you ever date a chick named Sandy?
Hell no.
No.
What's funny is Frank's mom's hair was brown till when she was done with her, it was red. Do I get paid twice for that?
But done with it was red.
Okay. It's like Radio TiVo. They should have that, by the way.
But she can only back about 10 seconds,
but
2 minutes.
I know, but there's no technology. But there's no technology at where you can do it. You can control it at home or in your car. They should have that. I constantly hear.
And I sound completely effed up, don't I?
And I constantly hear you guys talking about things on the air.
Jesus, Hank.
I'm sorry.
I hear about you guys talking about things on the air during the day, and I want to rewind it like 10 seconds or so to listen to it again, and I can't.
Oh, what a shame.
All right, Nikki, let's continue here. What else you got?
Oh, on my back?
Yeah.
What are you looking for here?
Red hair. How old are you?
I just turned 40.
40?
What? 40?
I don't look 40.
You're 40?
You probably look like you're 17.
No, something like that.
I wish.
Yeah.
Two or more abortions. Yes or no?
What?
Nothing. You heard me.
No.
Have you had an abortion?
No.
All right. So you're a Hollywood virgin.
Yes, I'm a Hollywood virgin. That's right.
All right. And, okay, Frosty, all right, they want you to come by and look at their show during the day.
I would love to, but you're not interested, huh?
No. We can build
an
audience.
Hold on one second,
gallery,
Nikki. Yeah. Hey, can you give Nikki's phone number to Frosty?
Have you had those lip injections?
Yeah, have you had the lip injections there, baby?
That's disgusting.
All right. Hold on one second.
Don't bother.
I like that disingenuous Hollywood thing. Give your number to our people, and our people will call you. Give your number to our producer, and we'll call you.
But she will give it to... Oh, wait. Hey, turn her... Turn Gina's mic on. Watch how she blows this chick off.
Hi. Yeah, you sounded great.
Yeah, and you sounded great twice. Exactly. You got to hear it again. No, you're a natural. Actually, yeah, well, you know, I'm in the screener's booth, so no, they can't hear me. Here's the deal. Yeah, see, well, okay, don't put this on like a website or anything. Tim's not really good with strangers. I know, he's so natural on the air, I know. But he's not very good with new people, but you know who is? You're going to be so surprised. Are you sitting down? Frosty. He is so great with new people, and he would love to meet you. Yes! No. Well, Frank, no. Frosty would love...
Yeah, I knew that wouldn't get on. Take that, Tim. I got edited on your show. There's one for the Christmas reel.
Oh, I wish I could have played that, man.
Just practicing for Sirius. You think I'm kidding?
I wonder if that term...
Oh, my God.
We should be able to play that at 10 o'clock.
Oh, that should have been on the air. It wasn't that bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, prudes in the editing room. Prudes. Prudes.
It's like the Colin in Riverside. You're on 97.1. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's up, Colin?
Hey, Frank. What's up, dude?
How you doing, mother?
Pretty good. Hey, you know what? You saying "have fun, fags" needs to become the next promo for the Frosty Heidi and Frank show. That was great.
I'm gonna make it a ringtone.
And as the top commanding general of the Frank Army, I only have to ask one thing.
All right.
How many innocent people do you want murdered by the end of the night? I wait further orders.
All right. I'll send it to you email, okay?
All right.
And Frosty, burn in hell.
It's been a pleasure, Colin. Call next century.
All right. If you'd like to see Frosty and Frank getting bombed, I can't because I got to drive to the goddamn next Friday, though.
You got a long drive.
I know. Driving to Oregon. Go to our website, 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com, and click on the picture of myself and Frank. We didn't know if Frosty was going to be here.
Was surprise! Surprise!
Yes, great surprise, man.
And, Tim, I brought the good whiskey, and you sure last chance.
You have to have one shot for the road.
I brought the Irish
whiskey. Oh,
right?
What'd you get? What'd you bring?
Middleton.
Middleton.
$165 a bottle for you.
Is that
you,
right?
For you.
$165
plus tax. Yes.
Look at you for guys with that daytime money, man.
Have one little sip. One tiny little small.
But see, once
sip.
I have a sip, man, I got to finish that bottle.
One little bitty drop. Just a little bit of inhaling.
Just to smell it, huh?
Really, it is good stuff.
All right, Jamie and Oxnard, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, baby.
Hey. Well, I guess I was calling about something you guys were talking about previously about, one time I bought alcohol for some kids out in front of a store. And I guess
it sounds like
it.
They bought it for you.
No. They had done it so many times that their father was around the corner and totally nailed me.
Oh, man.
Went running after me. I had to get in my car. I was freaking out. I was so scared.
You have the greatest callers in your show,
oh,
Ted. Just the most quality
audience.
A lot
of energy and
quality,
a lot of fun.
Quality audience.
Yeah, vocabulary is
but
huge.
But if you're a dad, why would you wait around the corner at a liquor store to see someone else buy your kid beer?
Because you're an a-hole.
But then be pissed at that person.
Right, because you have nothing to do. You have nothing else to do.
If I'm stalking my kid and he pulls into the liquor store, that's when I pull up and say, what the hell?
Right, yeah, you don't let somebody else commit a crime.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't believe that story. Shut
it's
up.
It's outrageous. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Completely open phones here Friday at 10 o'clock. And Frosty and Frank join us from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Jacob in Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How
hey,
you
dude.
Doing?
All right.
Just trying to keep up with you, doing shots of Wild Turkey and Frank taking my medication.
All right.
Yeah.
And Frank, just wanted to turn you on to a great new collective. That has the highest quality.
Yeah.
What? Oh, for God's sake, he's giving an address on the air.
And ask for the planetary strains. Get Mars, Jupiter, or Saturn. And then they have C4. And they have
C4.
Great Afghani hash.
All right. Now, do you have a prescription card?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Because you don't need one yet?
I know
or?
A lot of sick people. That's the great thing about being me. I only hang out with people with cancer.
We're really sick.
Who need the marijuana prescription. As soon as they die, they're not my friend anymore.
Do you ever have trouble getting it? I mean, because you can't go on the street corner and risk getting busted by the cops. Do you ever have a problem where you, some weekend, you absolutely cannot find any, you know what?
No problem.
You never have a problem.
Do you always wait until you're out to buy some, though?
Yeah.
That's what every stoner
does. But I've never been out.
But every pot smoker.
I mean,
smoker,
like, right down to the last, I'm done. I smoked the last bowl.
You don't have a pantry
I need
of...
to get some weed.
And you got to get out.
But I don't, like, portion it out where it's, okay, I have a little bit left. I better go get some now.
But that's weird. Most people, if like, you have a pantry
like
with
eating,
stuff in
yeah.
it.
Yeah, but yeah. Everything in the refrigerator, then going grocery shopping.
But alcoholics, you know, like, I don't run out of beer. There's always beer in the refrigerator outside. And if I see that getting low in the fridge outside,
you get scared.
You go get more.
I go get more.
Before you run out.
And I see it on sale, and I pick up a 12-pack, even though I know that I've got two or three at home.
Because you're going to buy some for some kids anyway. So while you're there, you might as well get yourself some.
Now, why is it that you don't buy pot before you run out? Is it because it gets stale quickly? Because every pot smoker is like that.
I've never even thought about it. It's just it's something I don't... I have no problem getting it.
Right.
I don't worry about stocking it.
But if you have it too long, does it go bad like coal?
Can it get dry and unsmokable?
No, I had something the other day that like started growing hair on it and stuff. Not the good hairs, but like moss.
Mm.
It was wet and it started growing its own plants off of it. I'm like, they got to be great.
Yeah. Now,
so I put it in the microwave and killed everything, then smoked that.
How many people do you know that you can get pot from?
That aren't in prison.
No.
Or radio.
Like 20?
More than that.
I mean, is that right?
How do you meet these people? How do you meet 20-plus people who can get you pot? How do you frequent that circle?
I'd say 75% of the people I know.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll feel comfortable getting it from them, buying it from them.
No problem.
Is that weird, Tim?
Yeah, it is not because I think most people who smoke pot on a regular basis have one or two guys.
Yeah, but
20?
Well,
yeah, I have one or two guys. You asked me how many people could I get it from.
Oh, like, I see.
About
75%
of the people I know.
Because I don't know if I could even call 20 people, let alone, ask them for...
No, I have my one or two guys.
But can you call for, you know, guys and get pills or, mushrooms?
I don't even go there.
Really?
I don't even go
so
there.
So they can get marijuana, but they can't get pills? Lying bastard.
Yeah.
It's a gateway, to harder drugs.
I'm not into the pill thing. I'm not into anything else.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do mushrooms every now and then.
All right, let's talk to Leanda. I believe that's how you pronounce that name. You're in Anaheim. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, it's Leanna Beth. Leanna Beth.
Leanna Beth.
Leanna Beth.
That's what we're going to call my daughter.
Leanna Beth.
There you go.
Yay.
And you turned 21 today?
I turned 21 today, and I actually called Frosty and Frank
size?
Today because I'm a longtime listener, and Krista told me that I couldn't call till 1, but I was working by then.
We do people with stupid names from 1:30 to 2.
Well, thanks. No wonder. I missed the boat. I was wondering if you guys, since it's already past 10, you guys can take a shot for me.
Yes.
I'll do a shot for Leanna.
Frank actually was one step ahead of you. He had already poured himself
one. She's 21.
All right, Frank Garvey.
It's a 21. Good stuff, too. It's Irish whiskey.
What do you look like, Leanna Beth?
What do I look like? Well,
if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity.
I'm 5'2", about 110, brown hair, blue-greenish eyes.
Awful.
Wow.
That's
your cup size.
Doesn't
that sound horrible?
Sight. Yeah, you have to watch out.
And what do you weigh?
110.
Ah, that's perfect.
5'2", 110, chunky.
Mm.
I'm kidding.
That's a huge bitch!
What are you doing for your 21st birthday?
I just had dinner with my folks and had a few drinks, and I'm going to go out with some friends tonight and have more.
Well, enjoy yourself, baby.
Thank you.
But please, don't drink and drive.
Oh, no.
But if you got to drive...
A driver, so...
Yeah. Right, you might spill something.
And don't drink anything called a cement mixer.
You know, we used to do this in college, and again, this is not something I'm proud of, but we would go to a party in Bowling Green, and it was cold, and it was the winter, and it was, and we knew we were going to drink at the party. And a friend of mine said, hey, should we walk? Because, we're going to be drinking. I said, no, dude, we've got to take the car because we're going to be too drunk to walk home.
May never get there.
Right. We may never get back. Are you kidding me? We got to get take the car.
We've all been there, right?
Hey, Frosty, did you do a shot for
me?
No, you do one?
You didn't pour me one.
Oh, yeah. Here's one right here.
Drink hog.
Here's one right here.
I poured you one.
Okay. Here we go.
This Tim, is absolute last chance to get in on a very expensive.
I'm driving a 2.5-year-old to Portland, and I got to concentrate on the road.
Rare.
Look at that. You know, I can smell that from here. That's a great quality.
Right. To you, Tim. Yeah. To you, Tim. And your vacation.
Yeah.
Gina, I can use some paper towels
Take a break, and we got to clean the whiskey out of the board. All right.
Before the whole station goes off the air.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Frosty and Frank are with us from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show, and we're live on the internet at 971freefm.com. You can see all three of us here, 971freefm.com, and we're live on the air here on 97.1 Free FM. There you go. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Frank and Frosty join us from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
Oh, good to be here. Where the hell did Frosty go?
I don't know. I think he went to throw up. But if you look at the camera right now, if you look at the internet right now, you can see Gina and Frosty taking shots and Randy Wang as well. And look at that, man. Go to our website right now. We're only on for about another half hour, and you can watch the show live on the internet right now at 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com. Click on the little picture there, myself, Tim Conway Jr., and Frank Kramer. And you can see us live. We're on the internet live. Hey, now, do you guys have cameras in that other studio?
No.
So you got to come in here to do your live.
They say they couldn't afford them, Tim.
Oh, Bobo.
In Studio B.
They say people don't want to see us on camera.
Right. Oh, that's not true, man. We had 26,000 people who wanted to see it tonight.
Yeah?
We've had 26,000 hits so far. And they count every single one of them. It's an exact science. It's not like an estimate or a range or a rating. It's 26,000 people have looked at the two of you tonight. We only get about 300 hits when we do a show without the two
that's
of you.
Do you guys do the webcast every night?
This is the first time we've ever done it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very first time. This is the
you should do it every night.
I know. We got to do it every night. Now that we know how to use the equipment.
Camera, Gina's boobs.
Hello, virgin webcasters.
Just listen to your voice and look at Gina's boobs. You're set to pop.
That should be it. It should be the three of us talking, and none of us are on the air, just Gina.
Gina's boobs.
Gina, will you come in here and sit?
And we're going to close up on your boobs.
She hates that.
That's in CBS she Company Handbook, page 27.
No, but she said, she goes, this is going to be reduced to guys getting drunk wanting to see my boobs night.
Oh, it is.
And
I said, it is. It's getting there.
Yeah, but you know what? But Gina's also drunk, too, or buzzed.
I'm a little faded right now.
Okay.
Sit down, sweetie.
All right, let's put the camera on
sweetie.
Gina.
Sweetie? Who are
that's
you, Barack
what people
Obama?
Want to see. Gina Grad.
Look at my hair. Is it hot?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Nice. I'll take it down for you. It's
I'm glad you took a shower before you came to work today.
All right.
I did.
You didn't.
Really hot.
Yes, I did. How dare you? My hair is still wet, bitch.
Your face is way too greasy to be bathed.
You're wet.
My
hair is still wet.
It's wet with the sweat of my mother.
She usually wears makeup. She's got these big red lips.
Yeah, why don't you wear makeup?
You want me to go put the...
Remember when you came in and makeup, that full makeup one day?
I swear to God, one night I wore red lipstick and they never, ever were able to let me
look
down.
Because it looked good. Keep it up.
All right. Let's talk to Elisa in Woodland Hills. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I got through and I'm on the air. By the way, great show tonight, guys.
Elisa.
Tim, what a way to have a party the day before your vacation.
That's why we're here, brother.
See, now you can see Gina. She's on the internet right now.
Unfortunately, I don't have a computer at home, so I'm not seeing anything but thin air right now. But I just want to say I'm glad Frosty is out of his hole tonight and is there at the radio station, Mr. King of Comebacks.
Now, Frosty's a single man. Are you a single woman?
I actually have a single identical twin sister who looks like me who's very single.
Does she have a computer?
No, but she's actually more closer to your age, Frosty. She can relate to you on a lot of stuff. In fact, just to let you know what we look like, you know Sally Field, who I guess is on this current program, Brothers and Sisters?
Sally Field now or
that's
Sally
a huge
Field?
Bitch!
Or the Flying Nun era, which Sally Field?
That's right. Well, guess what? We I don't want to brag. I don't want to do a Danny Bonaducci thing, but me and my twin sister were actually played Flashback. Do you remember the show Marcus Welby, MD?
I do.
Well, Jesus guess what? Christ. My twin sister, my identical twin sister and I were actually flashbacks of her in a dream of when she and her identical twin sister in the show of Marcus Welby, because in the show, her identical twin sister gets burned, and she's supposed to be the one who's supposed to donate her skin because she and her twin sister have the same DNA.
All right. Hey, sweetheart.
Yeah.
When you're trying to make yourself attractive to another man, I would lose the references to any woman celebrity who's hawking Boniva.
Oh, okay.
I would totally bone Sally Field.
Would you?
Well, you
I
go.
Totally
yeah,
would.
What, and that's what me and my twin sister look awfully alike.
But wouldn't you have to be very careful boning her? I mean, she's taking Boniva. And that's for brittle bones.
Well, like I said,
that's why I'm totally boner. I want to turn
you could
that
actually
woman
break
into dust.
Sally Field.
I want to turn her pelvis into just powder.
Hey, Lisa, like Marcus Welby, I make house calls.
Well, guess what? If you remember this show tomorrow,
my bag is the end of my fingers.
I would love to tell her, and I would love to have her speak with you. And like I said, she's my identical twin sister, so she'll
and
probably.
You sound so pretty.
You can James
well,
my
what?
Brolin.
You sound pretty sharp right now.
That's right,
Lisa,
baby.
Lisa, when you say it's your identical twin sister, why do you always also have to tell us that you're the same age?
In this case, we are the same age, but we also look awfully alike. We both have the same color hair.
You are not the same age, or you are?
No, we are the same age. We're identical twins. Mm.
In yeah. this case, Tim.
You know, Lisa, I recall in Consuelo. Consuelo oh. is the secretary, yes.
Did they get dumped?
I think
once
it did.
Once again, all the funny
I'm
lines
are going to beat the hell Bob out of somebody boom. Tonight.
All right, let's press on. Thank you for calling, Lisa.
All right, well, like I said, I just want to tell Frosty I'm glad he's out tonight, and he sounds great. And
thank
like
you.
I said, as far as I'm concerned, he is the king of comeback.
Oh,
he
how
is.
Fun.
He absolutely is.
Thanks for calling, Lisa.
All right, you guys ready to take another shot? The Lakers move on to the Western Finals. They just won. They just beat Utah.
Yay! Beat Utah. That's square state.
Yeah, it's kind of square.
Sort of, yeah.
It's got a thingamabob at the top.
The square with a thing, with a flange.
Yeah, right. Square of the diving board. Carol in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I just wanted to say hi to Frank and Frosty.
All right.
I think I might be the longest listener of their show that can call in tonight.
Wow. How far back do you go?
Well, I go back to when Heidi did Traffic and there was another dumb blonde who was part of your trio before Heidi.
Right.
So we're going back probably 10 years or more that I've been listening. I just love you guys.
Wow.
Thanks, Carol.
I have arthritis in my knee.
How old? Carol, you're 33?
Yeah.
So you were probably 21 when you started listening.
That's probably about
maybe
right.
Maybe 20,
yeah.
Right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about right, yeah. So, and it was funny because I knew about... that Heidi was a lesbian before, you know, when they were having this whole thing about the
before
Italian.
She did?
I mean, I knew that from like 10 years ago when she had a girlfriend when she did Traffic.
Well, aren't you perceptive? Like, did you also know that Marcus Welby's secretary is named Consuelo?
I had. You know what I have to say? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm just a longtime listener, a big fan.
Well, thank you for calling, Carol.
You know.
Is this the first time you've talked to them?
Yes, it is, actually.
Look at you.
Oh, how incredibly memorable for all of us.
Did you ever masturbate thinking of us?
About Frank.
About Frank. Well,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Darn it.
Talk me
Sorry,
through
Frosty.
It really slow.
So you're into losers. Surprise, surprise.
All right. All right. Hey, have you seen the Jimmy Carter documentary?
That's on my Netflix list, by the way. Netflix
what?
List.
What was that?
Netflix.
No, you left the L.
It's on my
Netflix
list.
And,
thank you.
And you took out the I?
Netopus or something.
Well, it's on the list.
All right, thanks, Carol.
That's the porn movie
no problem.
Theater.
No good night.
Hey, Carol.
Stuff.
Hi. Carol, you there?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to give you something here. And
okay.
To read what you just won is our very own Gina Grant.
Oh, you're too kind.
What
thank
a voice.
You. Oh, thank you, Frank.
Big, giant marshmallows.
Carol, you've won a pair of tickets to Love, Janis, the musical that explores Janis Joplin through her own words. Catch it at the Wilshire Theater in Beverly Hills, May 29th through June 1st. LoveJanisTheMusical.com.
Isn't that
thank
something?
God. All right, Dave.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, she is sensational. Bob Moore called her one of the most talented people on radio.
And, he totally wants to bang you.
No, I don't.
That's what he says to all the whores he bangs.
No. Absolutely. Said that. All right, if you want to see us live on the internet, go to 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com. And we're going to be on the internet live for another 30 minutes. So you got to catch it the next 30 minutes. And that's Frosty sitting over on my right, Frank on my left, Gina straight ahead. And people are doing shots in here and enjoying themselves. And I feel like the one guy, the one like the chaperone at the party.
You're so 2L.
I know, but if next time, next Friday though, three weeks from tonight, I'll be back from Oregon, and I'd like to invite both of you back, and I'd like to get a commitment 3 weeks from tonight that you guys can both come back.
Ooh.
Could you do that?
Who do I submit the talent fee form to?
To
next
time
we'll bring Heidi in with us.
Okay, yeah, please. Heidi would be great. Excellent.
Then he'll come.
All right, gang. Let's talk to
ruin it.
Let's talk to Jason in Upland. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, dude.
I just wanted to find out, when was the first time that Gina and Frank had sex?
Oh.
Because it's definitely happened. You can tell by the little smile on her face.
No.
Well.
Yeah. It hasn't happened yet.
Frank!
I'm kidding.
Frank.
I think it's...
You know, this caller knows, first of all, and Tim, I'll just out myself before you do. Christmas party.
Oh!
I didn't go to the Christmas party. That
Frank,
was Frosty.
We actually have it down in the rope room
at Queen Mary?
No, the one we had here.
The one in La Brea.
The night before we went on vacation.
Right.
Was there something?
I figured I'd recognize you before I got here.
Mm. So if she does a few more shots, it might happen tonight.
Yeah, might go for round.
It might happen tonight.
A little flirty going on.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan.
Oh yeah. Well,
I hope too big a fan.
We asked Gina last week who she found most attractive, who works at the station, and she said Tom Likas, and then you. I mean, you were second choice.
Was first.
It was a photo finish.
Yeah.
Physically, you find Tom Likas more attractive than Frank Kramer.
Yes.
Why, who do you find more attractive, Frosty?
Well, Tom, obviously.
I mean, he's Tom.
He is Tom.
All right. Now, have you ever been, Frosty?
Yes.
Have you ever been turned on by Heidi?
No.
Heidi ever turned you on?
Tim, she's like my little sister.
Liar.
She's like my little granddaughter. No, she's too close. If I didn't know her, if I didn't work with her, if I didn't know who she was, maybe I saw her walking down the street, maybe then.
Right, maybe you'd throw her one then?
Maybe then.
She's not your type, though. You wouldn't notice her and say, I'm going to date her.
She's a wonderful person. She's a catch. She's a beautiful...
But you would never... I mean, if you were just walking down the street, though, you wouldn't...
I would.
Pursue knowing her. No,
I might.
Wouldn't.
I
really?
Might.
No.
It's possible.
Ooh, look at you.
I'm leaving that option.
What is your type,
dude?
But, you know...
What is your type? Do you have a type?
You know, kind of like living, breathing... Blondish, breasty,
testicles.
Sensually, kind of like Heidi.
See, it's funny. When Frosty's forced to be with a woman for a long period of time, and you have to get to know her.
Forced to be with a woman?
Well, we work with her. You're kind of forced to be with her. So we were forced to see Gina every night. You would fall in love with Gina.
I find her very attractive, actually.
And so if we were here every night with Tim, you would be in love with Gina because you're forced to sit here and talk to her, and you get to know her that way, and all of a sudden you're just...
I think I would be more attracted to Gina over Heidi because I like I like intelligent women.
Oh.
I think a little more whiskey, and there could be a three-way after this
Maybe
show.
Maybe so.
All right, Gina's totally open phones here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Frank and Frosty join us from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Gina Grad sitting in with us. And we're live. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Frank and Frosty join us from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Gina Grad sitting in with us as well, and they're all about to do a shot here.
Yeah, one more shot that I'm out of here.
More Irish whiskey.
On your computers, and you can see them take their about ninth shot each.
And Tim, as you know, I don't do this.
I know
this is special.
Don't, baby.
But it's smooth Irish whiskey.
Guess whose panties are coming off tonight?
Yeah,
Frosty's.
That's right, baby.
Me.
I don't even think Frosty's wearing panties.
Oh, you know me well, don't you?
All right, 971 Free FM. freefm.com. You can check out the show live. 971freefm.com. We'll be on for another 15 minutes on the internet. You can see the actual video. Wow, that was a tough shot, huh?
Yeah, Gina just ran out to vomit. That's good stuff.
Tim, you're missing out, buddy.
I know it sucks to be the only sober guy around here.
Doesn't it suck?
Yeah, it does. It's the worst. You know what it's like being at a party when you can't, let's say, you know, back when you were in Indiana and you had to work at your job, whatever, until 10 o'clock. You couldn't join the party until 11. And then everybody's bombed, right? And you get there at 11 o'clock, and you can't possibly catch up.
The problem with me is that I would go to work drunk. I would be at the party, like, I got to go to work. Woo! Shotgun a beer, then leave.
Go to work.
I would go to work drunk.
Was training for a career in radio later.
I worked at Menards.
Menards?
Yeah.
It's like Mark's? A Lowe's.
It's like a Home Depot.
Oh, that's pretty
good. I was in the electrical department.
Look at you, man.
Selling people wires.
Did you know anything about the electrical department?
Not a damn thing.
So you didn't take your career seriously, you're saying.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let's talk to Rick in Redondo Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hey, all right. What do you got?
I'm a physician. I do addiction medicine.
Right.
And I hate to ruin your party here, but let me tell you a little story. Tim, you have a daughter, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I had a 14-year-old girl who had problems with drugs and alcohol.
Can I stop you real quick? Can I stop you real quick?
She was on...
Can I stop?
He's barely into his story,
Frank. I know, but can I stop you real quick? Real quick?
Can I finish?
Can I stop you real quick?
There's a stop and a finish going on at the same time. A stop and a finish.
I'm interrupting.
I got this today. Interruption. I got the, wait. I got that today from a guy at a market. I was asking him a question. He goes, wait. I go, I got it the first time you said it. I didn't need 10 waits, dude.
Wait. May I finish?
No, can I stop you for a second?
Are you going to kill the buzz here, dude?
Yes, you are, Rick.
Hello,
you
hello?
Are a buzz killer.
I just want to, you know.
You're a buzz killer, Rick.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you do this?
Rick, I just want.
Why would you do that?
We don't know what he's saying. He may be complimenting the show for all we
Rick
know.
Rick is a buzz killer.
Rich,
and he Rich knows
about
that. That's why he wants
sad
to finish.
Story.
Wait a minute.
No, you want to finish.
People die when you give out alcohol to people that are ill and are on psychiatric drugs.
Right.
This young girl overdosed.
I know. Listen, this is not the station to lay that heavy trip on us. Call
KBC. Danny Bonaducci.
Call KBC. They'll talk to you all night. Alex in Arcadia, you're at 97.1.
Yeah, Frank.
Yeah.
Frosty.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you guys remember the other day when you were talking about the seal doing the dirty on that little penguin?
No, not at all.
No, the first seal doing the king penguin. You remember that?
Yeah. I have a little terrier, female dog, who weighs about 2 to 3 pounds, who does the dirty only on male cats.
Wait, you have... run that by me again?
Okay, I know. Wait. She's a female dog. Yeah. Female.
Yeah.
2 to 3 pounds, she's a terrier, okay? We got it on camera and everything. We just haven't put it on YouTube yet. She pins male stray cats and does the up and down thing.
Wow. She rapes male stray cats.
Why would you film that?
That's
why
awesome.
Would you get the camera out for that?
Because, come on now.
Because he's Frank Army.
You know, Alex, your dog can be sent to the pound for that.
No, it can't.
Oh yeah, it can. It's happened before.
No, she's.
Yeah, that's it is. It's cat rape.
I think she's like 96 years old. What are they gonna do to her?
They're gonna put her to sleep, dude. I would not put that up on YouTube.
Oh no, we got to.
Do you think all the right. last caller likes us more or less now?
I think he likes us. All right, let's talk to Greg in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, man.
Hey, dude.
Frosty Stillwell, man.
Speaking. Hello.
Hey, Timmy, I got to ask you. I don't know if you listened to the FHF show, but do you think that Frosty blew that whole handle snot situation out of proportion?
Oh, my picture on the door handle of our van?
No, I just went out to the parking lot and looked at it during the break, and Frosty should, if Frosty burned this building down with everybody in it, the judge should still let him walk.
Thank you.
And also,
Tim.
I don't know if you noticed, but if they roll the window down in the van, it just says Heidi and Frank.
Yeah, my name goes away.
Which is predicting the future. It's like a goddamn crystal ball.
My pissment was justified.
Yeah, no, everything about that van is wrong.
No, but everything about the van is wrong. Tom Likas is on the back, and I went out and saw the van myself. He has the license plate across his chin, the windshield wiper coming out of his eye.
Out of his eyeball.
Yeah.
And the Adam Carolla Show, Adam and Teresa are both on the windows. You roll their window down. They're headless.
Yeah, they disappear.
And Danny Bonaduce on the hood of the car. Nobody sees Danny because he's on the hood of the car.
Of yeah. course, I guess you could say at least we're on the van, huh, Tim?
Yeah.
We're on the van, too.
I mean,
no, Conway
we're
and,
complaining, but,
and listen, yeah. and John and Jeff, we're under the van.
You're under, on the bottom? You're on the
under, under the
in
van.
In the chassis.
You're by the shocks.
It could be worse, Frosty. You know what? Could be Conway's show.
Well, let me ask you something, Frosty.
Yes, yes.
Let me ask you. Would you rather be on the van the way it is now or not be on the van?
Hmm.
I'd rather not be on at all, rather than be on and look stupid. That's just the way I am.
Right. So you'd rather be me and
I'd
not
rather be you and totally unacknowledged, unappreciated, like I don't exist at all.
Right, but that's what's
like
great.
An asterisk. I'd rather be you, the and the rest.
But do you
the
think
who?
Hey, no, Frosty,
I'd rather be you, Frosty, the unknown. Yes.
Do you think Tim has a beef though for not even being on the van?
Well, of course he does. But thank God you're not on because they put you on the squirting thing or
yeah.
something.
No, I don't. I'm not. Listen, Frank's a good looking guy. Carolla's a good looking guy. Frosty gets by.
Man, yeah.
Heidi's attractive. Bonaduce gets by. But when you get into. Like, I would cause accidents if I was on that van.
You
He'd
think?
Be like, that's what that guy really looks like. And, you know, wham, right into another car. But it is nice being under the radar. I mean, you know, we start at 8 o'clock every night. Nobody, you know, we're not on
it. So I put Lycus in the back of the van. Hell, you're asking for a collision.
It looks like Lycus has blown his nose out with cocaine. It looks like there's a big black hole in
his
nose.
So when you hit the squirting thing, it comes out of his nostril?
The windshield wiper comes out of his nose, Frosty. It could be worse.
Oh, that's pure slop. Okay. Tim Conway, you are a gentleman and the
Get
most amazing, talented person
Get
on this
here,
staff.
Dude.
Why you're wasted at night, I don't know.
Please.
You're an amazing
Give him
talent.
Another shot. I
amazing
like this.
Man, this man.
Get out of here.
We've argued this point in front of no one.
Right.
All right. All right, gang.
But
let's start.
Thank you for having us in.
Hey, listen.
Is this the end of the show?
Yes. Okay. We're about 1 minute left.
Goodbye.
Can
goodbye
you
now?
Guys come back 3 weeks from tonight? I need a commitment from both of you.
I
know Frank said he would do it.
I'm in.
I'll give you a definite maybe. I'll check my heavy social calendar.
He'll come in
if I'm not busy, I'll try to stop in for a moment or two.
I'll drag Heidi in, too.
Okay, yes. All right.
Of course I'll be here.
So write this down in your calendar. Randy, write this down. 3 weeks from tonight, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. For 3 hours on the Tim Conway Jr. Show. That's going to be a great night.
Oh, good. I just paid $1,000.
We're going to call it the drunk tank.
Okay. The drunk tank. That's great. All right. Thanks, everybody. Jerry Wachowski, also Gina Grad, and Randy Wang for putting this show together.
Enjoy your vacation, man. You deserve
thank
it.
Thank you very much. Frank
Bye,
Kramer.
We'll miss you, Thamie.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. You guys are the best. And we'll see you 3 weeks from tonight, the two of you, plus Heidi Hamilton.
That's right.
Stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
To Tim. Real quick, to Tim.
Salud.
What's funny is Frank's mom's hair was brown till when she was done with her, it was red.
Hey-o.
What? What'd you say?